Mesechtes Gittin, Davcha has four lines on the bottom of Dav Zayin and Beis. The Gemara just brought a Mishnah in Mesechtes Chala that brought a machlokes as to what the din would be if someone had soil of Chutz La'aretz, which he planted while on an earthenware boat that was traveling on a river located in Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanakhama stated that anything that grew would have dinim of Maisa as well as Shemitah. And Rashi explains that Tanakhama holds that in the Hirsh of Eretz Yisrael, Harayim Keretz Yisrael, as even though the ship is floating on water, we consider it as if it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael. And since the actual ship was made of earthenware, so even though there is no hole in the ship, and it is not an Atzitz Nakiv, but that is not a requirement since it's a Sfina Shel Cheres. And keep in mind that although there is a Shita of Rashi, however Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam, who actually states the exact opposite from Rashi. And the Mishnah Masechtas Chala continued that Rabbi Huda argues with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Huda was Mechalik, and he stated as follows: if the Sfina was in shallow water, and the bottom of the ship was scraping the seabed, then it would be considered that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and it would be chai b'maisu v'shmita. But if it was in deeper water and the boat was floating, then it would not be considered that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and the growth would not be chai b'maisu or shmita. I'm in Mefarshim, where some Mefarshim explained that although the Mishnah specifically discussed a case where the soil was from Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yehud would even hold that it's potter from maisa and from shmita, even if the soil was from Eretz Yisrael and it grew on a boat that was underwater in Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason that the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin discussed a case where the soil was from Chutz La'aretz, it is coming to teach us a chiddush according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbanon, that even though the soil was from Chutz La'aretz, since the boat is in Eretz Yisrael, it is still chai b'maisa and shmita. And our Gemara now begins: Amar Rav Zeira, atzitz nakiv hamunach al gabi yisedos, banu l'machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. That this same machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda would apply in a scenario where someone planted something in an atzitz nakiv, a perforated wooden flower pot, which was suspended in the air by a wood frame or pegs, and picture a tripod that is holding a flower pot. And Rav Zeira is teaching us that Lefidu Rabbanon, that even though a boat is floating and is not directly connected to the ground, it is still considered as if the plant or fruit grew in Eretz Yisrael, as a viewer commanded man chadami. So the same didn't apply where the flower pot isn't floating in water but is suspended in the air of Eretz Yisrael, that it would be chayav b'maisa as well as shmita. However, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that unless the flower pot is physically connected to the ground, any growth would not be chayav b'maisa uva shviyas. And the Gemara continues: Amar Rava. Rava responds to Rav Zeira, Dilma Lohi, that maybe you can't compare the case of Otzis Nok of Hamunach al Gabi Yisedis to the case of a ship that's floating on water, as Ad Kanli Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam El Bisfina. Maybe the only time that Rabbi Yehuda said that it's not considered Kiman Chalara is only when you planted something on a ship that's floating on water. And we continue on Daf Chesam and Aleph. The Svara is because this Sfina is Hasuya Levroyach, it's something which always and continuously is in motion and never is resting, and therefore it never is Joinik and never draws nutrients from the ground. And as Rashi says, Klema Mepleshi Malechis Kosha, since the ship is continuously in motion, but even Rabbi Huda would agree to Rabbanon in a case where there's an Otzitz Nakiv Hamunach al Gabi Yisedis, that since it's stationary and therefore it draws nutrients from the ground that it's above, therefore it would be considered attached to that ground. And since it's planted above the ground in Eretz Yisrael, it would be considered that it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and you'd be Chai B'maisa and Chai B'shmita. And the Gemara continues, Inami, and if you want, I could say the exact opposite Svar Ben Gator Rabbanon, as Ad Kanli Kam Rabbanon Hosam El B'sfinu Le Mafsa Kavira, then maybe the only time Rabbanon said that Ofa Chutz La'aretz Habab B'sfinu Eretz Chai B'maisa B'shvias was B'negeya, soil that was growing on a Sfina, as we consider the Sfina that is attached to the ground, as even though it's not physically attached to the ground, as it's floating on water. However, there's no airspace between the Sfina and the ground, and therefore, the Maya Ki Aris Michtadamya, we look at the water as if it's thick earth, and therefore we look at the Sfina as if it's attached to the ground, and that's why you'd be Chai B'maisa B'shvias, Aval Otzis Mafsa Kavir Loi. But in the case with Otzis Nakiv that's on a tripod, in that case, since it's avir between the bottom of the flower pot and the ground, and it's not physically attached to the ground, and even though the flower pot is perforated, however, the maisa is not attached to the ground, and therefore it wouldn't be chayav b'maisa and it wouldn't be chayav b'shmita. And Ayin Taisis on Daf Zayin and Beis, where Taisis points out that even though the Gemara brings both stadim of the Svara, however, the maisa we pass like the first side of the Gemara, and even Rabbi Huda agrees by Otzis Nakiv that the din is that it's chayav b'maisa and chayav b'shmita. And as Taisis says, Kenuwe Emes, the Otzis Kimechubo, since the Lamaisa, the flower pot is stationary and is not constantly in motion like a ship. And Taiz then continues, and even though we have a tzadon on Gemara that the opposite is true, when we have an Otzis Nakiv, since there's airspace in between the flower pot and the ground, then it would not be considered Kimechubo. However, Zak Taiz, that is a Dechuyu Ba'almahu, it's actually only a Dechuyu to Rab Zera, but in the Chanami, Rava understood that the first tzad is really correct. correct b'metzias, and when you have an otis nakiv, certainly it's considered that it's attached to the ground as long as it's stationary. And the Gemara now returns to its original question, which was relevant to the din of gittin, which we brought on Dav Zayin Beis, as we had a stereo between two brises, as one brise stated that if Reuven writes a get for his wife while on a boat that's traveling in a body of water in Eretz Yisrael, and he points a shliach le'elocha to take it to his wife in Eretz Yisrael, that the shliach does not have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, as it's considered they sent a get from one area in Eretz Yisrael to another area in Eretz Yisrael, while another brise stated just the opposite, that the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, as we consider it as if he brought a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And initially on Daf Zayin Beis, the Gemara brought two terutzim in order to explain why these two brises are not a stira. And the first teretz was that the first brisa is specifically going with Fira Banan, and even a ship that's floating in the waters in Eretz Yisrael is considered as if it's in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's no need for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, while the second brisa is going dafka lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, since the ship was floating underwater and it's considered like it's in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's considered like the shliach is taking a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara then brought a second teretz, which was from Abaya, and Abaya explained that both brises can be lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the first brise is where the ship was in shallow waters and scraping the seabed of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's considered like the ship was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the shliach doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. While the second brise was referring to a case where the ship was in deeper water and it was floating, and therefore the sefirah is considered like Chutz La'aretz according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara now brings a third explanation as to how we could explain that the two brises are not a stira. And the Gemara explains Rav Nachba Yitzchak states bin Horis Eretz Yisrael the Kulei Amalei Pligi, that in the Chinami these brises are not talking about a case where the get was written and given to the shliach while on a ship which was floating in Eretz Yisrael, as if the get was given to a shliach while on a river in Eretz Yisrael, then Kulei Amalei Pligi, then all would agree that the din is that's considered like Eretz Yisrael, and the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And Rashi explains that even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a ship is floating in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, but the game Maisa but the game Shmita, it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. However, Zok Rashi, the in Sfina Gesheshes, and even though the Sfina is not scraping against the bottom of the seabed, this ship has a din like Eretz Yisrael, but negated din of b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, as the time to get loy meshumi nikum nakakuhu k'maisu cheshvius, because the reason b'negated get that you have to say b'fanei nechtam is not determined as to where it's taking its nutrients from, as that is only relevant to Maisa and Shemitah, where of course the chiyah for Maisa is based on how this item grew and from where it received its nutrients and its nourishment from, as of course the chiyah to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam b'negated get is based on a practical consideration as to if in this area there will be kiyum b'lishma and if there would be possible to be mekayim nechasimus ha'edim in the future, and therefore hilchah loishna na'av loishna yabasha, it doesn't make a difference if this get was written on the river or if it's written on dry land, the same didn't apply, and as long as the shliach la'ilacha is taking the get from an area in Eretz Yisrael to another area in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore based on practical considerations, if the get was written and sent from an area within the physical borders of Eretz Yisrael, then the din is the shliach doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And keep in mind, at this point, the Gemara feels that you don't even need any brisa to teach us this din, and therefore the brisa that states hamei v'get b'sfina k'mei b'Eretz Yisrael is not even speaking about this case, as that would be a pashut din. And Rav Nachma Yitzchak continues, el ki pligi b'yam ha'gadol, the machlekes between these two brises is discussing a case where the sfina was in the Mediterranean Sea, which was the western border of Eretz Yisrael. And as we will bring in a brisa in a moment in the Gemara, we will see that there's machlekes between Tanoim as to specific areas within the Mediterranean Sea, if it's considered that's part of Eretz Yisrael or it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the machlekes between the brises is specifically talking about a case where someone wrote a get while he's on a ship in the area of the Mediterranean Sea, where there's machlekes between Tanoim if it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not, according to Mandoma that holds it's part of Eretz Yisrael, therefore you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, and according to Mandoma that holds that that area of the Mediterranean Sea is considered Chutz La'aretz, then the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And before we continue to discuss the brisa, let's just point out the pasuk in Pashas Masai in Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Zayin that states v'zei yilchem gvul tzofer min hayom hagadol tisol lochem hara hara. When the Torah begins to define the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, it starts from the westernmost point, and it tells us that from the Yam HaGadol, the northwest point of Eretz Yisrael is at Har HaHar. And also, let's keep in mind that the Torah tells us in Pasuk Vav that the most southwest corner of Eretz Yisrael is where the Nachal Mitzrayim meets up with the Mediterranean and it meets up with the Yam HaGadol. And therefore, the western border of Eretz Yisrael is the Yam HaGadol. However, certainly Eretz Yisrael doesn't continue along the entire Mediterranean Sea, and it only starts from the northwest corner, which is defined as from the point of Har HaHara until the southwest corner, which is defined as Nachum Mitzrayim. Now let's try to picture a coastline, and as we will picture in our heads, a coastline is not a straight line, and a beach will jut out in certain areas and indent in some areas, and therefore you can't picture the actual border of Eretz Yisrael as a straight line. And as Rashi brings, that some hold that actually the exact line of the coastline is the border of Eretz Yisrael, and as long as you're on the beach by the Mediterranean Sea, you'd be considered that you're in Eretz Yisrael, and as long as you put one foot into the waters of the Mediterranean, you'll no longer be considered in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly according to that Shita, if someone wrote a get and gave it to a shliach to take it to his wife, and they were on a sphina that was in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, then it doesn't make a difference what part of the Mediterranean you are in, you're not considered that you wrote that get in Chutz Laretz, and therefore it's considered like you're bringing it from Chutz Laretz, and therefore the shliach would have to say, b'fanei nechta. However, as we'll see in a moment, there are actually two other shitas as to how to determine the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in addition, even though the Torah defines for us that the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael is Har HaHar, and as Rashi brings that the Targum Yerushalmi on the words Har HaHar is Turei Abnoin, is referring to the mountains of Abnoin, but l'maisa, that's not a very defined point to say that that is where the border is, as a mountain could be very wide and it could be many miles long, and therefore the Braisa will come and teach us what is the defining point of the northwest border of Eretz Yisrael. And based on this Aktaba, let's continue with the Braisa, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Eretz for Ezu Chutz Laretz, Benegeya, this northwest border of Eretz Yisrael, and Benegeya Har HaHar, what is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and what part of the mountain is considered part of Chutz Laretz. And the Braisa explains that the actual peak of the mountain is considered the actual border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and therefore, Kosher Shefer V'Yari Maturi Amnon Mulfnim Eretz Yisrael, any time that you're sloping towards the bottom of the mountain, and you're facing and traveling towards the south side of Har HaHar, which is called Turi Amnon, then that's considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Maturi Amnon L'Chutz, Chutz Laretz. However, you're traveling towards the northern side of Har HaHar, and you're beneath the peak of the mountain towards the north side, then any area further than that point would be considered part of Chutz Laretz. And the Braisa will now continue and discuss what is the din as to those islands that are within the Mediterranean and within the western border of Eretz Yisrael, within the area that is formed between the area on the north side, which is from Har HaHar, to the area on the south side, which ends at Nachum Mitzrayim. And according to both shitas of the Braisa, the western border of Eretz Yisrael is not based on the seashore and the coastline of the Mediterranean, but it actually continues into sea at certain points. And as the Gemara now defines, Hanisim Shebiyam, if someone finds themselves on an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, then we have to see if you would take a string or a rope and you stretch the rope from the peak of Turi Amnon, from the peak of Har HaHar, and you continue on a straight line to the edge of Nachum Mitzrayim where it meets the Mediterranean. So that line, which is actually an imaginary line, that would be considered the border of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Menachut Lufnim Eretz Yisrael, anywhere from that imaginary line and from that rope that was stretched along that point and towards the east, that would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. However, Menachut Luchutz Chutz Laretz, from the point of that imaginary straight line that was formed from stretching a rope from Har HaHar until Nachum Mitzrayim, and to any point that's further west, that would be considered part of Chutz Laretz. And of course, that would have two nafkaminas. Number one, if someone's on an island in those areas and they would plant something, then if it would be towards the east, then the din would be that it would have a din that you're chayv b'maisa and chayv b'shmita. And any island that is further west, you would not be chayv b'maisa and you would not be chayv b'shmita. And number two would be nafkamina la'alocha b'negeya or shliach that has to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. As if a husband wrote a get and he gave it to a shliach to take it to his wife, and he was on an island that was on the east side of this imaginary line, then the din is that he was in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And the same din would apply if he wasn't on an island, but he was actually on a ship that was floating in the Mediterranean at a point that was to the east of this imaginary line. However, if the shliach came from a point that was to the west of this line, then of course he was in Chutz Laretz, and therefore he would have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And keep in mind that the Rishonim explained that even though the Braisa discusses the islands that are within the Yam HaGadol, however, it's not referring dafka to the islands, it's only talking about that because practically that's where you could plant something and that's generally where something would grow, and therefore that would be where there would be nafkamina b'negeya Maisa and Shmita. However, these same nafkaminas would be relevant if someone is on a ship that's in the Mediterranean, either east or west of this imaginary line. And Rashi points points out that even though the feet of Tanakama is not a major amount of space in the Mediterranean that's considered part of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, however, Zok Rashi, V'yesh Mokum She Yom Nichnas L'Teich Eretz Yisrael, Mahal Shnei Yomim Bein Har Har, L'Nachem Mitzrayim, then L'Maisa, based on the Cheshbon of Tanakama, it would come out that there are areas within the Mediterranean Sea where you could travel 2 days into the Mediterranean Sea and would still be considered like you're part of Eretz Yisrael and that you're still in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, B'negei Adinam L'Maisa, as well as B'negei Adinam of Shemitah, as well as B'negei Adinam of Stadium of Fani Nechta, Fani Nechtam. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda will teach us a Shita that is likely the most eye-opening moment in Masechtas Gittin and maybe the major Chiddush of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Yehuda states, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Harei Kwa Eretz Yisrael, that if you're in the Mediterranean and if you're in an area that's Mechuvin Keneged Eretz Yisrael, between Har Har and Nachal Mitzrayim, then anywhere you go in the world, potentially that would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And we will explain this further in a moment. However, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Shenema, the Pasuk states in Pashas Masei, in Perek Lamedal, Pasuk Vav, Ugvul Yom, and the western border of Eretz Yisrael, V'hoi Lechem Hayom Agadol Ugvul, that this is the Mediterranean Sea, and its boundary, Zei Yelechem Gvul Yom, this should be the western border of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi and Diva Maskel, Rabbi Yehuda Imer states that the word Ugvul, when it states V'hoi Lechem Hayom Agadol Ugvul, is an extra word, and therefore teaches us the Af Reichav Hayom B'chlal Atchum, that even the entire width of the Mediterranean is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda continues to define the border on the western side of Eretz Yisrael, and he explains Vanisin Shebet Stadin and the islands in the Mediterranean that are on the north and south of the Mediterranean. How do we know if that is considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not part of Eretz Yisrael? Once again, the Brisa will continue and explain that we should stretch a rope or an imaginary rope and make a straight line from a point in Eretz Yisrael and continue from that point along the Mediterranean within the water all the way until the point where the Mediterranean meets up with the Atlantic Ocean. And as the Gemara says, that Rain we look at it as if you had a rope that was stretched from the town of Kaplutria, which was at the top and at the peak of Har Har, and from that point you create an imaginary line and you stretch an imaginary rope from the point of Kaplutria until the Atlantic Ocean, and that forms the border of Eretz Yisrael on the northern side of Eretz Yisrael, and the entire Mediterranean between that area and until the southern border of Eretz Yisrael would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Brisa now continues to define what the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, and you would also take an imaginary line or imaginary rope and stretch it all the way through the Mediterranean Sea from the point where Nachal Mitzrayim meets the Mediterranean Sea until the point where the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic Ocean. And as Rabbi Yehuda continues, and if a person finds themselves at any point within the Mediterranean, either on an island itself or on a ship, and he finds himself between the northern and southern borders of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara just defined, between the rope that stretches from Har Har until the Atlantic, or the rope that stretches from Nachal Mitzrayim until the Atlantic, so then you're considered in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you would have to give Maisa, and you would have to keep the Dinim of Shemitah, and in this entire area, a Shliach that brings a get from that area would not have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam. However, Rabbi Yehuda continues, B'nachut L'chutz, Chutzaretz, if someone is to the north of the line that stretched between Har Har and the Atlantic, or is to the south of the line that stretched from Nachal Mitzrayim until the Atlantic, and certainly is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and if you grew anything in those areas, you would not give Maisa, and you would not be Chayiv in Shemitah, and if a Shliach brought a get from any of those areas to Eretz Yisrael, then he would have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam. And therefore, let's go back to the two Brises, according to the Tanakama, as well as the Shita that's not brought in our Gemara, which hold that the border of Eretz Yisrael was much closer to Eretz Yisrael, so then if a husband wrote a get and he gave it to a Shliach while he was on an island, or while he was on a ship that was further into the Mediterranean, then that imaginary line that we spoke about according to the Tanakama, then he's considered in the Chutzlarts, and therefore the Shliach would have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, the border of Eretz Yisrael continues much further into the Mediterranean Sea, and it meets up with the Atlantic Ocean, which are hundreds of miles, and therefore if a Shliach brought a get from that area to Eretz Yisrael, he would not have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam, and that is why the first Brisa states, HaMevi get B'sfina, K'mevi b'Eretz Yisrael. And before we continue to define the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda even further, let's just finish the Gemara. As the Gemara states, Rabbanon, Hayukvul Mayobdile, L'chari Rabbi Yehuda had this extra word of Ugvul, and therefore included the area of the Mediterranean as part of Eretz Yisrael, and according to Rabbanon, what do they do with this word Ugvul? And the Gemara answers, Mibayla Nisan, Einach Nami, Rabbanon had to teach us that don't think like like the other Shita, which holds that the actual border of Eretz Yisrael is based on the actual coastline that is formed by the Mediterranean, but it actually goes into Mediterranean to some degree, and it's actually formed between the point that's between Har Har and Nachal Mitzrayim, and therefore there are some islands that are on the Mediterranean and the Mediterranean itself, which is definitely considered a part of Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Gemara now asks Rabbi Huda, L'chayra, according to Rabbi Huda, the word of Gvul should have to come to include those islands that are much closer to Eretz Yisrael, and has Rabbi Huda know to include the entire Mediterranean Sea. And the Gemara answers, Nisan L'tzirich Hakra, Rabbi Huda feels that B'negei the islands, the Pasuk would not have to teach us that, as even Misfar we'd understand that the actual seashore and the coastline cannot be the border of Eretz Yisrael, and it must be that the border of Eretz Yisrael somewhat goes into Mediterranean Sea. And even if the Torah would not say the actual word of Gvul, we would know that we have to define the area of Eretz Yisrael as including any part of the sea that is muvla in the imaginary line that is formed when you take a rope and stretch it from Har Har to Nachal Mitzrayim. And therefore, Rabbi Huda says that the word of Gvul is extra, and therefore he says that it's coming to tell us that not only is that area of muvla in Eretz Yisrael, but any island, any area in the Mediterranean Sea between the area of Nachal Mitzrayim and Har Amnon is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And before we continue, let's just find the Shita of Rabbi Huda. So some explain Rabbi Huda is actually telling us that any area that is between Har Har and Nachal Mitzrayim that goes around the entire area of the world, including the Atlantic Ocean, etc., and any bodies of land that are between those areas would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and potentially Lasa Lavai will have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And this Shita is the most expansive view, and according to the Shita, a lot of the world would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Lasa Lavai. And if you look at the beginning of Taisa's Dio Maskar, Rabbi Huda Imeh, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, it's Mashma that Rabbeinu Petra, as well as Rabbeinu Tam, both held the Svara. As Shal Rabbeinu Petra, Rabbeinu Tam, to be Zman Azeh, Ahoy Lischayev Rabbi Huda B'maisa, Sha'anu Bal Marav Shal Eretz Yisrael, because we're in the west of Eretz Yisrael, the Heshid, like Kaim and Rabbi Huda, and Rabbeinu Tam's only response was that we don't hold like Rabbi Huda. It's Mashma that even though the Bali Taisis were on a landmass that was past the Mediterranean, that they would consider themselves as part of Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Huda. However, Taisis continues and brings from Rashi, Inami could appear to be countries, the Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Hainu Kol Yom Shekineged Eretz Yisrael. This only refers to the area that's in the Mediterranean Sea, that's directly opposite the western border of Eretz Yisrael, and it only includes if someone is in the actual sea, or on a ship that's within the sea, or on an island that's on the sea. However, Delay Ari be a Bosha Sha'adu Kainis, Ela Ben Nisan Shabiyama Gadol Dafka, and it's not talking about large land masses that are within the Mediterranean Sea, and it's only referring to those islands or the actual water of the Mediterranean Sea, Ayin and Taisis. Lefizeh, even though France, as well as other cities and other large areas of Europe, are directly across from the Mediterranean Sea in the areas between Har Har and Nachal Mitzrayim, those are not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, as Eretz Yisrael is defined as the area of the Mediterranean that does not include any large land masses. However, areas such as Sicily, as well as Ibiza and other islands that are found in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, those potentially would have the dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rashi, according to the Shita Rabbi Huda, La'asid Lavai. And in fear of Rabbi Huda, possibly that is why the Pasuk calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Tzvi, as it's a land that will eventually stretch, because it could stretch all across the world. And the Gemara continues with quotes from the Mishnah that Beis Manal, from Meir Imer, Meir stated, Akka Keretz Yisrael Legitin, that although Rabbi Huda stated that Akka is considered the border of Eretz Yisrael to the north, and Akka is considered part of Chutz Laaretz, Meir argues and says, B'negei Gittin, Akka is considered like Eretz Yisrael. And as we will see, the Gemara will be medayik that even according to Meir, although Akka may be considered part of Eretz Yisrael, B'negei Gittin, but anything further than Akka towards the north of Eretz Yisrael is certainly considered part of Chutz Laaretz, even B'negei Gittin. And our Gemara now continues, B'yim Minei Rab Chiyah Ba'Abba, they ask the following Shaili from Chiyah Ba'Abba, Hamaycha Abdu L'Syria, Kamaycha B'Chutz Laaretz Dami Eloi, if someone sells his Eved to Syria, which is even further north than Akka, would it have a din like you sold an Eved to Chutz Laaretz, and therefore we'd force the buyer to go and let this Eved free and give him a Shtat Shechra, and as Rashi brings down from the Mishnah of Mem Gilman Beis that seats, Hamaycha Abdu L'Chutz Laaretz Yotzal L'Chiris, the Kansin L'Lekech, Mishum the Eved Shaykh B'Mitzvahs, that would cast the Lekech, and since the Eved is Chayiv in certain mitzvahs, Va'asa Lotzis Me'eretz L'Chutz Laaretz, and it's also for the Eved to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and since you cause him to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and therefore we find the buyer, and we require the buyer to give this Eved a Shtat Shechra, and let this Eved go out free. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba responded, Amar Lahu, Tanisu, we learned it on Mishnah, Ramea Ima Akka Keretzol L'Gittin, that the din is that Akka is considered like Eretzol, but negated din of Gittin, L'Gittin in La'avanim Lai, and even Akka, which is not so far north, is only considered like Eretzol, but negated Gittin, as either since it was so close to Eretzol, therefore people were B'kin L'Shma, or since it was so close to Eretzol, so was Shayaris Mitzuyasham, and they were Edom Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. However, when a geir didn't have a vadim, it's definitely considered like chutzlaret. And if someone sold a slave from Eretz Yisrael to Akai, so we would knas the buyer, and the buyer would have to give this eved and get shikra. The koshke in Syria, the mechakatuva, and therefore certainly Syria has a din like chutzlaret, but a geir vadim, since Syria is much further north than Akai, and therefore the din would be that a mecha eved le Syria would have to let him free and would have to give him a get shikra. And Rashi points out that what would be the havamin that Syria is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Syria is Syria, and therefore, of course, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi points out because Bekivsha David actually captured the area of Syria, Vaisif al Eretz Yisrael, and he increased the area of Eretz Yisrael, and he annexed Syria to Eretz Yisrael. But even so, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. But the Geir Dinim of Avodim, and the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa, B'shleish Drachim Shav Sisuri Eretz Yisrael, who B'shleish L'Chutz Laretz. There are three ways that Syria is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and three ways it's considered part of Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara brings a siman 46 places, Av, Bar, and Rak. And the Gemara first brings the three places where Syria is considered like Chutz Laretz. Number one, Afra Tamik Chutz Laretz. The soil of Syria has a din like off of Chutz Laretz, and therefore it has a din that it's Tamei. V'amoich Abdul Syria k'meichu b'Chutz Laretz. And if someone sells an Evet to Syria, as we just stated, it's considered like he sold to Chutz Laretz, and the buyer would have to free the slave and give him a shtash shechra. And number three, v'amoich get m'Syria k'meichu b'Chutz Laretz. If someone brings a get from Syria, it's considered like he brought it from Chutz Laretz, and he has to say before Nechta, before Nechtam. And before we continue, let's see two Rashi's. Number one Rashi says, Afra Tomei Shagazul had a Chacham made Xira on its dirt, the Afagab the Sphere Leil Haitano, and even though we'll see in a moment that this town holds that Kibush Yachach Shmei Kibush, that the Kibush of Dovel Melech was considered a proper Kibush, and therefore the din is that really Syria should have a din of Eretz Sol, Kiliktani, Chayavus Bemaisa, Afil Hachi Gazalar, and even so the Rabbanim made Xira that the earth of Syria is considered Tomei. And Rashi continues, Va maybe get Misuri Leretz Sol, Kim maybe Mechutzlar, Leshchich Shirasa, as even though Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael, but Lemaisa there weren't many people that traveled from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the din is that the Mishliach would have to say before Nechta, before Nechtam, and it's Mashmah Rashi that the area of Syria, even though that they would potentially war Bekim Belishma, they still would have to say before Nechta, before Nechtam. And the Gemara continues with Shleish Eretz Yisrael in three ways Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Chayavus Bemaisa Veshvius Eretz Yisrael, that if someone plants something in Syria, Yechayv Bemaisa and Shvius like Eretz Yisrael, and as the Gemara will explain, because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Number two, Varetz Lukansel B'Tayre Nichlis, if someone wants to come into Syria and be considered tar, he could do so, and there's a possible way to do so, as the Gemara will explain in a moment. However, if you're going into any other part of Chutz Laretz, it's impossible to go into that area, and you'll be still considered tar. And finally, Brisa brings a third way that Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael, Vakoin a Sada B'Syria, if someone purchases a Sada in Syria, and we continue on Daf Chesam Beis, Kekoina B'Pavarari Yishlayim, it's as if he bought a house on the outskirts of Yishlayim, and even though it doesn't have the Kedusha of Yishlayim, it's on a lower dagger than Yishlayim, but it is considered like he bought in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara will explain this third point in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Chayavus b'maisa v'shvias k'Eretz Yisrael, that if someone plants anything in Syria, you chay v'maisa v'shvias like you plant in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, because Sava, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, that the Kibush of Dovel Melech is still considered like a valid Kibush, and therefore Syria had dinam of Eretz Yisrael b'negei of Maisa and Shmita. And Rashi brings, Kibush Yachid David, shalai hayu kol Yisrael b'yachad, that all of Klai Yisrael weren't involved, and it wasn't necessarily relevant to Klai Yisrael to have this land of Syria, k'derech shayu b'kibush Yeshua, like they were involved in Kibush Yeshua, shayu kulam v'kavshua l'tzarech kol Yisrael k'edim chaluka, and l'maisa it was something that they were all involved with. And the actual capture of those lands were relevant to all of Klal Yisrael because they actually split them up between the entire Klal Yisrael. Aval David like Kibush al Tzarachai, but David only captured the land of Syria for his own purposes. And Ayin and Taisis on the bottom of Daf Chesam and Aleph, Diba Masel Kibush Yachid, and Taisis brings this to free, which defines Kibush Yachid differently than the way Rashi explains this. And our Gemara continues by Reitzel Lekanis Labatayri Nechdas that the second way that Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael is if someone wants to go into Syria, then there's a possible way for him to go into Syria and remain tar. And the Gemara asks, but Amrit Afra Tamei Lemaisa, the first way that we said that Syria is similar to Chutz Laretz is that we said that its land is Tamei, and if someone touches the land of Eretz Yisrael, he becomes Tamei. And if so, how could a Braisa then state that Haritzel Kanes Labatayri Nichdas that it's possible to go into Syria and remain tar? And the Gemara answers, Einachinami, that this Braisa is going like the Shita of Rebbe, and Beshita Teva Migdal is talking about a person that wants to go into Syria and remain tar, and he goes in walled in a box, and therefore the din is that according to Rebbe, he would be considered tar because he didn't actually touch the actual upper eretzol. And even though if you go into any other part of chutzlaritz and you go in a box, then even though you didn't actually touch the actual ground of chutzlaritz, you'd become tame, as the din is that the upper chutzlaritz is even metame ba'oil. However, b'negei this din, Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael, and the upper of Syria is not metame a person ba'oil. And the Gemara explains that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, hanichlus eretz ha'am b'shita teva migdal, Rebbe metame, that if someone goes into chutzlaritz in a shita teva migdal, so since that box is actually traveling, so does the din that oil zarek loishme oil, and therefore, even though this person is fully surrounded by a box and is completely in a separate location, however, while something's traveling, we don't consider it that it's a separate area, and we consider it as if you're standing mamish in chutzlaritz, and therefore, Rebbe hold that this person becomes tamei because he was mile on the land of chutzlaritz, and the land of chutzlaritz is metame ba'oil. And as Rashi says, hilka chatzitza to come mafsik haya oil being noila ave eretz, and even though it would seem that it's a chatzitza that's being mafsik between himself and between the ave of the eretz amim, lav chatzitza, that's not considered chatzitza. And Rashi continues, bashmin haitana the Syria Lel, and the Tana of Abraisa that discusses Syria is actually teaching us that filu Rebbe like kumitame el eretz amim, that even according to Rebbe, the only time we have tumah when you're sitting in the sheet of table migdal is only when you go through the land of chutzlaritz that is not Syria. But if you go into Syria in a shita teva migdal, then you will not become tummy, as the din of oil tumah doesn't apply in Syria. And this brisa continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that even if a person would travel into any part of Eretz Ha'amim, and even if it's not Syria, and he would go inside in an oil in the shita teva migdal, then he holds that oil and talta is considered like an oil, and since there's a chatzitza between you and the actual ground of chutzlaritz, so therefore the person would not become tummy in any part of chutzlaritz, and therefore it is not a special din b'negei Syria, and therefore the brisa b'negei Syria is not going l'fi Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Gemara explains, v'afilu Rebbe like metame el be'eretz amim, and even Rebbe only held that the din that the land of chutzlaritz is metame ba'oil is only in all the other locations of chutzlaritz, the gazu al gushu v'al avira, because rabbanu were geiza on the land of Eretz Yisrael that's considered like a beis hakfaris, and therefore they were geiza on touching the land of Eretz Yisrael as well as the aver as well as the oil hames of chutzlaritz. Aval Syria al gushu gazu al avira le gazu. However, when the rabbanu were geiza that the land of Syria is tamei, they were only geiza that actual land is tamei, and therefore if someone touches the land or moves the land, then he would become tamei. However, if he actually goes and he's mile on the land, then he would not become tamei. And therefore, the chiddush of the brisa is that according to Rebbe, if someone enters the land of Syria and he's on a chair, or if he's in a shita teva migdal, the din is that he would not become tamei, as the din of tumas oil doesn't apply in Syria and only applies in the rest of chutzlaritz. And the Gemara continues to explain the third case of the brisa where it's stated that Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael. And the brisa stated about kain sada b'Syria, if someone buys a piece of land in Syria, kain b'parvar Yishlaim, has the same chashivas as if he bought a piece of land that is on the outskirts of Yishlaim. And even though it's not mamish like buying something in Yishlaim, but it's still considered as chashiv as buying a piece of land right outside Yishlaim and in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, L'may hilchasa, what is the nafkamina b'negedas din? And Amar Rav Sheshes teaches us, Loima, this teaches us, shekaisel av oinoi b'afilu b'shabbos, that if someone purchases a piece of land from a guy and it's right before Shabbos, and he's scared that maybe this guy will leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he won't be able to get a shtar raya from this guy. So the din is that even though, of course, ksiva is an issa d'raisa, and therefore it is an issa of Amir L'Akam, as there's a shvus of Amir L'Akam on any issa d'raisa, however, you're allowed to have a guy write a shtar mecha for you, b'negei this transaction, since we want to make sure that people buy land in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, and right now the Gemara's havamina was that Rav Sheshes stated that even a Jew can write this shtar mecha on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, b'Shabbos al k'daydach, how can you think that he could write the shtar mecha on Shabbos? It's an issa d'raisa. And the Gemara explains, k'da'am Rava im lo v'chavim v'isa, just like Rava explained, b'negei the din of refuah, where there's a chayil she'im b'sakana, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha for you, as Amir la'akum is a shvus, and in a situation where there's a chayil she'im b'sakana, the shvus of Amir la'akum is not applicable. And hachinami im lo v'chavim v'isa, so when Rav Sheshes said, she'kaisel lo'inoi v'afilu b'shabbos, it means you're allowed to tell a guy to write a shtar mecha for you on Shabbos, and he could do so. And v'avagav the Amir lo v'chavim shvus, and even though we know Amir la'akum is a shvus, and how could Rabbanan say that you're allowed to do so on Shabbos in order to create a shtar mechira, zakt gemara mishum yishiv eretzol like gozer rabbanon, because of the chashivas of eretzol and the importance of settling eretzol, the rabbanon never instituted the kana of the shvus of amir la'akum. And as Rashi explains, what is the maila of yishiv eretzol legarish eretz kovim, to get rid of the goyim that are in eretzol, the liashiv yisrael ba, and to settle klal yisrael in eretz yisrael. And I ain't tasted the maskal afgav the amir la'akum shvus mishum yishiv eretzol like gozer rabbanon al mishum mitzvah acheres lo yiyinu matir and amir la'akum b'malach deraisa. But b'negei any other mitzvah, we would not be mata amir la'akum by malach deraisa. And the only time that we actually mata amir la'akum is when there's shvus to shvus b'malach mitzvah. And we see the great importance that the Gemara and the Chachamim gave to yishiv eretz yisrael. And the Ramban and Masech the Shabbos and the Avkuf Laman on the Bay states the hasam mitzvah v'telus l'chol yisrael hu shalitecher of eretz kedosha v'oyed she'en anu shaitlam mitzvah zu bezu v'en anu yodin matin tzchor shal mitzvah k'dei sh'neima k'moshe tirizu not to avzu. And therefore, although we see this din b'negei yishiv eretz yisrael, we can't extend this din to other dinim, and we can't say that just like yishiv eretz yisrael is mevatel the din of amir la'akum, therefore other mitzvahs will also be mevatel amir la'akum. And the Ritva Masech the Rosh Hashanah and the Aflam Beis on the Beis states shani yishiv eretz yisrael she'en in mitzvah shaita el kayemus la'ilam v'yitael tzil chol yisrael she'loi tishtakeya eretz kedosha b'yad arelim ayin sham. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just point out that just like b'negei gitin nashim, we have a din that if someone brings a get from chutzlar eretz yisrael, they have to say before your nechtam, before your nechtam. And Rabba agreed to Rava that the reason is also because we were worried that we wouldn't be able to find someone who was able to memkayim the chasimus eidim. And this same din is applicable to an eved that receives a get shichur from his master, and if the get shichur is brought from chutzlar eretz yisrael, then the shliach has to say before your nechtam, before your nechtam. And as the Mishnah states on daf tesa b'alaf, echad gitei nashim v'echad shichuri avadim shavu l'mayluch l'mevi v'zu achaz mendrachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shichuri avadim. And let's keep in mind two dinim that we mentioned before, b'negei gitin, that number one, if a woman herself brings her own get from Medinas Yam to Eretz Yisrael, and her husband says the get should only be chal once you get to Bezin Eretz Yisrael, so then she would have to say before your nechtam, before your nechtam, as if she was a shliach l'ilacha. In addition, just like b'negei din of get, we said that even though you only have one shliach that says before your nechtam, before your nechtam, that we consider it a kiyum hashtaris because of mishum eguna kilu barabanan. So these two dinim apply b'negei a get shichra of an eved knani as well, as we compare a get shichra and the get of a woman based on a limud of la la meisha. And based on this hakdama, let's continue with our Gemara. And the Gemara brings a brisa tana rabbanan eved shevi gita v'kasa boi atz b'chav in chasik knuni loch. If an eved brings a get from medina siyam teretz yisrael, and it's written it that you should go free and my mechasim should be acquired by you, so the din is that since he said before your nechtam, before your nechtam, so therefore we will convene mekayim de chasimais. However, atz b'kana, although he is actually claiming himself and he's no longer an eved, that's based on the fact that we said that even if one shliach is nemar to say before your nechtam, and is able to be mekayim de chasimais se'idim, and even if the owner would come at a later point and be ma'ara and state that this shtar was a forgery, he would not be believed, just like we stated before, b'negei get isha. However, nechasim loikana, that the eved would not be claimed as the chasim, as l'maisa, he doesn't have edim that will mekayim the chasim se'edim of the shtar, and if his master comes at a later point and he claims that this shtar was a forgery, so therefore the eved would not be able to be claimed as his nechasim. And the Gemara continues, we have the following shayla, kol nechasa knuya l'cha mau. Let's say the eved has a shtar that states that all my nechasim should be acquired by you, so the Gemara has a shayla, what would be the din? And the shayla is, would we say that's considered one statement, or we would say pagina debure? And as the Gemara explains, Abaya explains, mitech shekana atzmai kana nechasim, because he is actually claiming himself, as we believe the eved benegei the part of the get shikra, which is relevant to his status and relevant to his shikra, and therefore we can't be pagina debure, as it's one statement, and therefore memela he'll be claiming nechasim as well. And Amar le Rava, so Rava says back to Abaya, bishlema atzmai liknei midava get isha, that in chanami benegei himself he should be claiming, because that's the same din b'negei get isha, and he has an amanus el nechasim loy liknei but l'chayor b'negei nechasim. It's considered two separate statements, and l'chayor we should be pagin b'burei, and therefore he should not be claiming nechasim midav akim shtaris ta'amo, just like we need two edim b'negei akim shtaris ta'amo in order to be mekayim the chasimus edim, and since there's no kim a chasimus edim, so he should not be claiming nechasim of the owner. And the Gemara continues, hada am Abaya. Abaya after afterwards stated, and as Taisus points out, Abaye is not going to change his original statement based on any question that Rava had on Abaye, because Abaye is going to continue with his own svara and say that it's still one statement, and we don't say pagin and devurai. However, Abaye goes with the other side and says, Mitesh loikon l'chasim loikon atmai. In this case, since he doesn't have an amanus but a gain l'chasim, therefore we won't give him an amanus but a gain himself either, and we would not consider him an ever meshuchra until he brings the actual edim that could be mekayim the shtar. And let's read the entire bottom tesis on the amid. Had Am Abaye perish loimishim kushi the Rava chazabari that Abaye lechashiv lepircha, that Abaye is not being chayza based on the kash of Rava, as Abaye does not consider that a question. The sava lepalgin in the bure, because he holds that we look at this as one dibur and as one statement that kushi the Rava loimishani midi, and Abaye is not responsive to the question of Rava. And tesis explains al nirle svar loimatvei the b'tavai loikana diad baal shtar tachteina, and Abaye is just changing his mind from his original svar, and he holds at this point that since the din has to be the same, but the gate of Eved and the Nechassim, so therefore we say that Yad Baal Shtar Tachtayna, and therefore the Eved would not be believed, not be negated in the Nechassim, and not be negated himself either. And the Gemara continues that Omale Rava, Rava responds back to Abaye that even on this side, I still am Chaylik on you for the same Svara, as Bishlam and Nechassim, Liknei Midav Akim Shtar Ta'ama, that even though certainly I agree with you that the Eved cannot be Kain in the Nechassim, as Lemaisa, just like we have been negated Akim Shtar Ta'ama, that you need to aid him, so therefore been negated in the Nechassim, you also need to aid him in Mekayim Nechassimus. However, Lemaisa, we should be pagin in the bure, and therefore ala atzma liknei he should be able to acquire himself midyava get isha. Since b'negei get isha, we say that an edechad and a shliach would be nemet to save from a nechtam and mishum aginu akilu barabanan. Therefore, the same thing should apply b'negei eved, and we should say that the eved is nemet to save from a nechtam, and at least b'negei the din that he is considered eved meshuchra, that should suffice. And therefore, elam rava, rava explains echad zev echad zeh atzma kana nechasim lekana, that it doesn't make a difference. And in the case of the brisa where it stated the eved shevi gita v'kasapoy atzpcha v'nechase k'nin locha, where we said atzmei kana nechasim lekana, and the same din applies where the eved comes with a shtar that said kol nechase k'nin locha, that the same din applies, and we are palgin and deburi, and we consider as if to get shechra stated atzmei v'nechase k'nin locha, and therefore the din is atzmei kana and nechasim lekana, and we will stop over here.